This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Coming out of those intense phases of pandemic, it was the back-ordered economy. When's this stuff showing up? Now, what to do with all the stuff not selling? Retailers are running sales, but there's news inventories increased in August, according to the Logistics Managers Index. Decluttering on the industrial scale is not easy. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
Part of the issue is that the supply chain has a lot of momentum. Dale Rogers at Arizona State University helps put together the Logistics Managers Index. He says all the product shortages during the pandemic created demand for new factories and distribution centers, which are finally up and running this year.
These new factories and new distribution points that are coming online are swollen with inventory as they get going.
And even though people haven't been spending as much on things like furniture, clothing, and exercise equipment, Rogers says a lot of those products are still coming in from overseas.
Some of the finished goods are getting to the U.S. because the signal was, hey, we want exercise equipment, but that signal is old.
It's also a challenge for retailers to figure out what to get rid of and what to keep in stock. Nicole DeHoratius is a professor at the University of Chicago.
Every retailer that I have talked to, it's still very unclear what the consumers are doing and that the behavior is more erratic than they've seen previously.
And as inflation continues to reduce people's spending power?
The time it's going to take to offload that inventory is going to grow. So I need to reduce my inventory in some way. That's the ideal. But I need to find some way to increase the rate of sale.
Retailers have been trying to do that by luring customers with markdowns. But Wendy Liebman, CEO of WSL Strategic Retail, says people aren't necessarily going to bite.
Shoppers are being very canny at the moment. I mean, we see in our data that about three quarters of them say, I'm uncertain, I'm being cautious.
As a result, Liebman says inventories are likely to stay high, especially as retailers try to make room for holiday items.
That's the challenge for most of the retailers, not just what's on trend and what might people spend for, but it's then where the heck am I going to put it if I can't get rid of the other stuff.
Liebman says that means we're likely to see more aggressive discounts before the holiday season. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.